We're talking here today with Jeremy Smith, the head basketball coach with the Arweva girls as they finish up this 2021-2022 season 3-18. Coach, I know a lot of people are going to look at the record this year and say a tough year, and I think everybody involved with the program probably feels like it was a tough year. I think what some people may forget, graduated a lot last year, brought back not much experience, and then lost one of your top athletes in Cora Obrecht before, you know, the season got too deep in. It was a rebuilding year in a way this year, and then things didn't help out with the injuries.
We lost, you know, five seniors from last year's team, replace it with one. And that one senior didn't have a lot of, you know, game experience prior to this. And then we actually had two girls. Well, outside of Maggie Regaler, we only had two other girls that had some, you know, significant playing time from the year prior. So, yeah, it was, like you said, a rebuilding year. And, you know, we got enough athletes on the team. We kind of wanted to build maybe a little more run and gun team with pressing and stuff like that. And then, yeah, the second game of the year, Cora Obrecht goes out with an injury who kind of, you know, we only had two games, but she was kind of – the girl covers a lot of ground in the press, and you know, we tried it against Glidden the first game of the year, and Cora caused some problems there, and then she goes down with the injury. So you kind of have what you thought maybe you could do, and things changed, and well, you know, with that, some girls had to step up, and their roles got expanded, and you know, the record doesn't show it, but you know, there are young kids that got to play because of those things, and you know, I thought they did well, and I think it'll, you know, do well for us moving forward.
Where do you feel like this team got better in the areas? Because you and I were talking before the interview here today. You guys were game planning, trying lots of different things. You were going zone, going man, trying to slow it down, trying to run. You were trying to find the things that this team could be successful on.
Yeah, and it won't show necessarily from, you know, the score, you know, or win-loss perspective, but the way I remember it, you know, looking, we tried some different things towards the end of the year against teams that we had seen before, and we tried some things against like teams like Ridgeview. You know, the score is not going to show up, but really we played a 2-3 zone where I kind of let them expand and take more chances because, let's be honest, that point of the season, late in the season, the wins weren't there. But I had athletes, so I said, you know, just take some more chances and expand this 2-3 at times. And, you know, Ridgeview game, I kind of go back to because they were physically bigger and stronger than us, but we caused a lot of problems for them. And, you know, the scoreboard won't show up, but there's times where I watch it from a coach's perspective and I say, hey, are we seeing what I see? Are they covering the people that I know that, you know, if they're coming high post, they were always in the right place. Now, does that mean we got the stop? No, but I think really towards the end of the year, defensively, and you know, it won't show in the last game of the year, obviously, but defensively, I thought we tried a bunch of different things and they adapted well to all of those. And I thought really effort wise, they were about as good as I could have expected out of them. So I, you know, that's what I'm going to hang my hat on with those girls.
And that's one thing you mentioned, the effort. This group of girls competitive enough. I know I saw them late in the season against West Harrison over there back in the first part of February. You know, had two wins at that time on the year, but still played extremely hard.
Yeah, and you know, that game too, it's kind of one of those games where, you know, we had an opportunity. We had played them before, and I thought we came out very strong, you know, early in that game. And then we kind of do what we've done all year where we had those scoring drops that really just, you know, kind of let people either expand their lead on us, or if we have a game that we have an opportunity to win, to kind of let them creep back in. That the one thing that I thought was great about that game though was, you know, I wanted to get some more kids into that game. If we kind of stayed with the lead we had, well, it didn't happen. Well, those girls, like that, I told you that night too, we haven't had very many late game opportunities where we have to actually control the ball and not turn it over and close it out. We had a couple little hiccups in that into that game, but all in all, the five girls that had started that game are the ones that finished it. And, you know, we hadn't really gone over anything like that in the practice. So, you know, hats off to them again for, you know, finishing off that game.
Was that your best game of the year? Or I saw you guys over at Peyton Trudan and you handled them a little bit. I thought maybe that was your best performance of the season.
Well, Yeah, I would take either. Obviously, I'll take any of the wins as our best performance. The other game I kind of go back to that I thought we played really well in was our Glidden game at home. I think Timlin Cook had 18. I think we had 11 threes as a team in that game. So Delaney hit a bunch of threes in that game. So it kind of, to me, that was a microcosm of maybe what that team could be. You kind of know what you're going to get from Maggie. Timberland kind of shot that night kind of how I thought she would. Delaney shot that night how I think she should in games. So it wasn't a win, but that's the one game I go back to. You know, we scored, I think, 51 points in that game, which outside of our games that we won, I think would be our highest. But that game right there was one of the ones I kind of look at and say, if we kind of play this way all the time and everybody can be that good shooting, that maybe could be the team that I expected us to be. And, you know, unfortunately there was just nights where we didn't shoot that well, but at least that we had a little bit of a hint of it anyways.
It did seem like after the holiday break that shooting percentages went up a little bit for you guys, especially from the three-point line. I know there was a stretch there where Delaney Shirky really started to gain some confidence in her three-point shot.
Yeah, and it was kind of weird. What I would do in practice is we would every day work on either free throws or three-pointers, you know. And we kind of got to the point where we were shooting them well in practice. I'm watching the girls. I'm like, they're hitting their shots. And then it wouldn't translate to games. And I couldn't figure it out. So the more I thought about it, I'm like, are we shooting more, you know, game speed? Are we getting these shots up fast enough? So I just kind of took it away just for a little bit. And ironically enough, they started shooting better in games. So I don't know if we were practicing maybe some bad habits, but yeah, you know, and Delaney, going back to what you talked about there was, you know, Delaney was one of those girls that, she had a step up when Cora went down, and you know, yeah, she ends up coming in, and you know, I think for a stretch there, yeah, she had more threes than anybody on our team, and you know, between her and Timberland, so yeah, Delaney came in, had her role expanded, and yeah, she took off with it, and you know, I know in her mind, and she'll tell you the same thing, that maybe that shooting stretch she would have wished would have over a couple more, or you know, a little bit longer over the games, but. Nonetheless, yeah, she did really well.
Coach, was it just confidence, you think, with this group shooting the basketball some? Because it seemed to me in the games I saw that they didn't always shoot the ball kind of believing it was going to go in.
No, you're exactly right. And I know you've seen, you know these girls well enough too. The one thing that I've always told them is when, you know, I don't care that you miss, but you got to have a short-term memory on some of these things. And you can see sometimes they just kind of were wishing it would go in, and they kind of give you that look when it didn't go in. And, you know, if somehow I can get them to overcome that you know, nobody makes 100% of your shots. So don't let the one miss bother you. And, you know, unfortunately for us, what happened was sometimes that came in bunches that we just couldn't hit a shot, but I see them shoot in practice. I know they can shoot it and they could do it. They just need to start believing in themselves as much as I do. And I think that'll help them. But yeah, confidence for them is a major, major role.
Coach, this might've been the deepest year I saw for the Rolling Valley. And then you guys really didn't help yourselves with your non-conference schedule. I mean, I look at the conference, you got Exire, Elkhorn, Kimbledon, Woodbine, Kamanita, Coon much better this year than what they've been in the last few years. Boyer Valley is always going to be competitive with Larry Nielsen over there. Then I look at your guys' non-conference schedule. You throw Audubon in there. You throw Ridgeview, who's a, you know, a bigger program. Storm Lake St. Mary's, who's a ranked team this year and a really good ball club. This schedule was not easy for this team this year.
Yeah, and you know, I remember even talking about it last year, the Rolling Valley Conference. Man, we lost some absolute studs out of that conference last year. So you think, well, maybe this is going to be a little bit down here. Yeah, absolutely wrong. You're right on all the teams that you just hit on. Elkhorn is going to be what they are. But yeah, these teams came out and it either improved or, you know, stayed the course of what they are. Yeah, and I went back and I've actually talked with Sarah about that too. Yeah, St. Mary's is in, I think, their regional final. Ridgeview, I think, is in a regional final. Sloan just missed it. So, yeah, you know, I told the girls, too, you know, it's one thing to, you know, to struggle, but it's another thing when you really look at the teams that we played. It's not that we were getting, you know, blown out by just any, you know, any of these teams. These teams are tried and true teams. And, you know, I talked to Darren a little bit, our AD, and yeah, maybe if we can find a little bit better scheduling for our non-conference. But you know what? The thing is year in and year out, you don't know what you're going to have. And it's kind of nice that you can see teams like that. I mean, I wish we were a little more, I don't know, I don't want to say prepared, but, you know, a little more set in our system to take these teams on. But yeah, no, it's been a tough schedule nonetheless.
And scheduling not easy when you're trying to schedule double headers, because you know, I remember years where you guys played Red Oak, where the boys game, it was, you know, swung your guys' way heavily, and the girls kind of swung back when Red Oak had a couple of really good teams kind of swung their way. So it's hard to kind of balance things out that way, but hopefully you guys will be able to figure something out in the future. Coach, you mentioned just one senior on this year's team, Sophie Jackson, a great young lady, came in, tried so hard for you guys this year, and always played down in the low post area. Just your one senior, I know your second year with the program, but you've known her forever. So what did she mean for you and this team this season?
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I think, you know, and I told Sophie after our last game, you know, I think as an assistant and a head coach, she's my first 4-year player that I've seen you since a freshman all the way through. And what people probably don't know about Soph, towards the end of the season, she's been dealing with either a stress fracture or something in her foot. So you wouldn't know it by her effort or anything. She's always came out there and gave it everything she's got. And, you know, I seen her at practice. I taped her foot before practice. You could see she was in pain, but yeah, she never wanted to not be in the game. And that says a lot about what Sophie has meant to this team. She shows up every day. You know, and I just did a quote for the paper too. The one thing I'll remember about Soph is, man, we tried so many different things just to find success this year. So we ran, you know, as many sets, you know, probably double the sets we ran last year and plays that we did last year. But Sophie is just like a sponge. She remembered, I mean, you show her one time, this is what we're going to do. And not only did she know her role in that play or that set, she knew everybody's. And as a senior leader, you can't ask for much more than that.
Coach, with just losing one senior, that means a lot of these girls coming back. Hopefully you should have Cora Obrecht back next year as well. So a lot of pieces to be able to build around. You mentioned Maggie Regaler earlier and Timberland Cook. Jamie Houseman had a nice year. Samantha Hinters came off of the bench for you. You got some younger players as well. So there's a chance for things to start to kind of turn a little bit, I think, for this program.
Yeah, and it's who you just said is who it's going to start with. Those girls, they have all the talent in the world, and, you know, they're involved in every sport. And, you know, it's kind of the one thing I said, too, at the, you know, the end of, you know, our last game was, and you and me have talked about it, you guys are in everything, and it's going to require some more effort to be as good as the team we just got beat by. And sometimes that's required outside of practice time. And you know, these girls have different interests. Maybe basketball's not their sport. And I told them, I said, that's fine. But you guys are good enough athletes. You need to chase the sport you're in with everything you got, because talent like yours don't come around that often.
Agreed.
Yeah, so if they take, you know, like I said, basketball, when you're here, I'm here to help you get better at that sport. But your talent has to keep, and your work effort or ethic has to stick with it, you know. And those girls got it in them to do those things. And if they do that and follow it with a passion and with a work ethic, there's nothing they can't do. And, you know, it's hard. All of us coaches that are here, we're trying to buy their time so we can get what they want, you know, out of them. And I think, you know, there's some girls that are looking at and say, hey, this is our senior year, and we want to do what we can to be the best at every sport. And like I say, it's hard, and it's going to take a big commitment out of them. But that group has, first off, the natural ability. And I think right now they see that the finish line is there, and I think they're going to give it everything they got. And I'm going to say that in every sport, and And I hope they do because they got enough talent.
Yeah, they certainly do. Very, very athletic group. Great group of kids to enjoy always being around them. Like you said, you know, I hate to put it this way, but you can get 500 shots up in probably less than an hour on a summer morning before you head off to, you know, the other sports that you're working on in softball and everything else. But I respect this group of kids because they do compete in everything, and they're all four-sport athletes, which is awesome. So we appreciate that as well. Coach, what are some of the things with as busy as their schedule are that you'll try to do in the off season with them?
Well, and you know that we have that nice long road trip from Remsen, so you know, in the suburban. So I got a chance to. It's kind of nice. You kind of think when you get beat like that, you just kind of want to lick your wounds and just, you know, have a quiet ride home. Actually, the girls were engaged, and you know, we talked about top 64, but you know, some of the girls are thinking, you know, maybe team camps or something like that. I guess more in my opinion, what was kind of nice to hear was that they were thinking about next year already, you know.
Yep.
It'd be hard to hear that. But so I think moving forward, yeah, I'm going to look into, you know, if there's some team camps and stuff where you're not necessarily throwing right into the fire of a game, where you can actually stop and work on some of the things that you need to do as a team, is like, you know, either in a half-court set offensively or defensively. I think that's what we're going to look for. Like I say, the top 64 has always been nice because it's local and it's close. But unfortunately for us, I think sometimes we fell into some bad habits with, you know, I hate to say that it's just a pickup game, but that's sometimes how we played it, you know. And if they're in softball while that's going on, it's hard to get them into the gym to have practice before you go play over there. So, you know, if we can get some weekends with team camps, I think that's what we're looking at.
Well, Coach, we appreciate everything you did for Carroll Broadcasting this season. You were great at getting us the results as we needed them, and we thank you for that. We hope you have a great off season, and looking forward to working with you next year.
Yeah, you too, Jeff. Thanks for everything you do, too.
You bet. Head Coach Jeremy Smith again with the Arweva Rocket Girls Basketball Program.